Canadian Broadcasting Corporation warns. Rethink using offensive terms like brainstorm, blind spot. By Joshua Klein on December 1, 2021. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, with the help of anti-racist and language experts, compiled a list of offensive terms, including blackmail, inner city, spooky, tribe, savage, blind spot, tone deaf, and even brainstorm, warning readers to think twice before using them, and claiming sensitivity was more valuable than free speech. In an essay titled Words and Phrases You May Want to Think Twice About Using, CBC News reporter Priscilla Kisun Huang presented a list, in bold, of insensitive words to be avoided. Have you ever casually used the term spirit animal, first world problem, or spooky? The piece begins. It might be time to rethink your use of these phrases and remove them from your daily lingo. According to Ike Taniguchi, a linguist and associate language studies professor at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, though having already used a term without knowledge of its origin doesn't automatically make you a bad person, subsequent to discovering a word's racist, sexist or ableist etymology, one has little defense. "I didn't know it was racist" does not eliminate the pain of the hearer, she said. As language users, we have the social responsibility to monitor the impact our utterances have on others, especially when it involves a marginalized group. She also declared that sensitivity to others was more valuable than free speech. Language, communication, and free speech are valuable, but these things cannot come at the cost of endangering someone else's rights in pursuit of happiness, Taniguchi said. In addition, anti-racism trainer James Colra demanded that if one is called out for using a particular term, they must stop its use immediately. If somebody really calls us out on a particular word, we need to stop and say, "It's not about me," said Colra, who coaches on inclusion and diversity. Calling the terms blackmail, blacklist and black sheep all negative terms, anti-racism trainer and educator Joseph Smith highlighted the negative associations implied in their use. It connotes evil, distrust, lack of intelligence, ignorance, a lack of beauty, the absence of white, he said. Black became associated with a particular group of people, and that group of people received all that negative connotation, he added. That's why we try to move away from these kinds of terms. Pointing to the tech industry's distancing from terms such as blacklist and whitelist, Colra claimed that such actions enhance words' meanings. If we use the words allow list or deny list, instead, it enhances the true understanding of that word, she said. The terms ghetto and inner city were also deemed offensive. According to Smith, as they connoted dangerous and risky places where people less refined and who weren't up to date culturally, development-wise lived, in contrast to suburbs which have been depicted as pleasant, quiet and gentle areas. According to Smith, the use of such terms implies a negative connotation toward people of a certain socioeconomic class, often associated with racialized groups. Typically those who have recently immigrated and often moved to large metropolis areas and not suburbs. Noting how the term spook had been used as a racist slur against black soldiers during World War II, Smith also claimed the term spooky was offensive because of who and to what it's applied to. There's the history behind it and there's also all these connections that are made to other groups, he said. It's almost like these terms have tentacles that spread and attach themselves to other things and infect. Another phrase listed was sold down the river, which generally connotes a betrayal committed for some personal benefit. The negative connotation is harkening back to a time when enslaved African people would be literally sold down the Mississippi River for profit, and seen as chattel, objects that could be used or disposed of at the whims of their slave owners, Smith said. The phrase grandfathered in, which generally connotes when one is exempt from new rules, was also blacklisted. It's also speaking to that patriarchy, a patriarchic family having supreme power over how things operate and manifest, and them possessing all the power and autonomy to make decisions and dictate the course of the future, said Smith. It's re-inscribing the idea of a male-dominated society or world, he added. Terms deemed offensive to Indigenous people were also included. Metaphors such as spirit animal, powwow, and tribe were noted for their potential to offend Indigenous communities. The essay noted that the spiritual connection and reverence for nature and ancestors is deeply rooted across indigenous cultures, while mere use of such phrases turns the concept into a casual catchphrase. It's a reminder that their past and culture have always been treated as insignificant by settlers, Taniguchi said. The colloquial phrase "lowest on the totem pole," which generally connotes one in the least important position, was also singled out. Being sacred items in indigenous culture, Kalra claimed use of the term was culturally appropriating in addition to being contextually wrong. When you're culturally appropriating somebody's cultural symbols, you're saying that marginalized members of society are free for taking, she said. Though, the essay admitted, the term savage generally carries a positive connotation. It, too, was deemed problematic due to colonizers viewing indigenous and other people of color as savage, brutal, unrefined, and uncultured in comparison to European settlers. The essay then quotes indigenous educator Douglas Stewart as having said that for indigenous people, savage is our N-word. The terms gypsy, a reference to the Roma ethnic group, and its derivative gypped, used to connote a cheat or swindle, were also listed. The term perpetuates the stereotype that Roma are lower class, not mature or cultured, and foreigners, according to Smith. You're othering somebody, he said. The phrase first world problem, a reference to relatively trivial issues, was deemed potentially classist. When we're saying first world, we're putting them at the top, Kalra said. What does it convey? Why do we have to use these prefixes, which kind of dehumanize some country or some human being or group? She added. Terms like blind spot, blindsided, and blind leading the blind were also deemed offensive. I can see that being offensive to people who can't see, said Julie Cashman, co-chair of the Consumer Action Committee, which advocates for individuals with disabilities. Even the term brainstorm was singled out for the potential to offend those with brain injuries and disorders. More important is the stigma that it will effectuate about disorders, like epilepsy, for example, Kalra added. Dumb, a term used to connote an inability to speak, and lame, which refers to an inability to walk, are described as highly offensive when describing those with disabilities, or when used casually, Cashman claims. People now are using lame as a slang, so they go around saying that's lame, she said. I don't think they really understand what that means, she added, they just think it's a cool term, but for me, when I hear that, I definitely know what that term means, it's something I wouldn't say. Tone deaf, which describes one unable to distinguish musical pitch, and colloquially to describe one who is out of touch, may not be a kind term to those who have hearing impairments, the essay states. Cashman suggests using musically disinclined or simply insensitive, instead. The experts also took issue with the term crippled, which connotes one unable to walk normally, or something severely damaged. It's ableist, said Ellen Kirshen, coordinator of planning and funding for Able 2, a group supporting those with disabilities. It's the pejorative connotation to it. You're not as good as me, you'll never be as good as me, she explained. I've seen crippled being used in the Bible, Cashman said. I think that's very offensive. She suggested the use of disability or mobility issue in its place. In response, many mocked the CBC's new listing. A Toronto Sun piece called the list of banned words sophomoric, outrageous and wrong. Canada's National Post featured an essay calling the CBC's 18 banned words the dumbest thing. Even terms that were once staples of the left-wing lexicon are now lingua non grata, it declared. On social media, too, users took issue with the attempt at censorship. This is ridiculous. Context must be taken into account, wrote one Twitter user. If we were to ban all words that may offend someone, then our language is lost. Canada has gone crazy, wrote another user. Nobody should use words like rational, credible or repeatable in reference to the CBC, quipped another user. This was not the first time that those on the left have sought to cancel common words. In June, the Prevention, Advocacy and Resource Center, PARC, at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts, released an oppressive language list urging students to refrain from saying certain words and phrases deemed offensive. The list includes policemen as well as crazy and walk-in, and even calls on students to stop saying trigger warning, a leftist favorite on campus. Park recognizes that language is a powerful tool used to perpetrate and perpetuate oppression, states Park on the school's website. As a community, we strive to remove oppressive language from our everyday use. This list is meant to be a tool to share information and suggestions about potentially oppressive language. Last month, students at the University of Florida expressed their belief that the term Black Friday should be changed before learning it had nothing to do with race. Last year, the Words Matter Task Force at the University of Michigan compiled a list of dozens of offensive words and phrases, including picnic and dummy, for elimination from the university vocabulary. The task force had already identified some 36 potentially offensive words and phrases such as brown bag, disabled, off the reservation, straw man, and sanity check, all of which had been deemed non-PC. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.